The head coach of the Beavers, Tom Cerutori, now joining us outside the Beaver locker room. Congratulations, Tom.
Thanks, Schultze.
Was that 3-on-3 overtime to perfection there by Elias Rosen?
Well, it was just, again, they committed to, two guys committed to Rosie right there, mistake number one. And once that happened, that created a good 2-on-1. And it was ideal because we had two right-handed shots going in. And I got to look on tape, but it looks like, you know, just obviously Marty made a heck of a play to Ross right there. And you could see that their goaltender was off his angle just a titch. So you guys probably didn't see it up there because, again, it was more on our side right there. But anyway, it was nice getting it done, boys.
Yeah, I mean, you guys played really well, particularly in the first period, but a little bit of snake, but I think you hit like three or four posts.
We hit five posts overall tonight, yeah. And we missed one open net. Louis missed an open net, hit two pipes, and we hit three more. And it was just, I told our guys, I've been through this stuff many, many times, and it's just like if, you know, you're Ferris State, you're in the locker room saying we dodged a bullet, guys, after one. It could have been 5-0. And we, but that's hockey. That's why you can throw all those analytics and shooting percentages, Schultze. They're irrelevant. They're mute with a goaltender and with pipes and with everything else is all I'm getting at. That's why I put zero thought into it, just because of exactly what we saw tonight.
You said your penalty kill lost it for you last night. I thought structurally and
I didn't say they lost it. No, I said our special teams lost it last night. Our special teams.
Yes.
So there's the difference right there. We didn't get what if we'd have cashed in on the power play, it'd have been different too.
Misspoke on my part.
Yeah.
Structurally and execution wise tonight, I thought the penalty kill was really, really good.
Yeah, we had jump. We're still work in progress right there though, guys. We're work in progress on the kill. So, and now we're gonna face a team next week on big ice that's got a heck of a power play.
Well, Ferris State, I thought, played their best period of the weekend in the third period there, Tom. They kind of turned it up a little bit offensively on you.
I agree. I thought their last 6-7 minutes of the second, after that power play, after they killed off that power play, I don't know if we were out to lunch, but we might have been out to lunch. I thought about the last 6-7 minutes of the second period, and I thought the first 10 minutes of the third period, you're spot on, Biss. I thought, again, the better team was, you know, the team in red. But then we came on a little bit near the end in the last 10 minutes. I mean, we just started playing a little bit more in the end. And I just thought it was more back and forth, and we were making more plays. And we were just more comfortable at the second half of the third period.
Your defensemen tonight were very active and comfortable on the offensive end, in particular Will Magnuson and Mitch Wolf tonight. What did you see out of those two guys?
Well, again, sometimes, again, we want those guys active, but they just got to pick spots. They got to pick their spots. The problem you have sometimes, the way they play, they just flip pucks. Like, when they get possession, it's off the glass. So if you got a D trap, it gets dicey. So, that was the anxiety the whole night, and we told our guys, you got to get a 2-0 lead on them. You got to get a two goal lead on them. You have to get a 2-goal lead on them, and then go from there. And we just never got a 2-goal lead, guys.
Well, but you come out and get it in the third period, or the 3-on-3, which has to make you feel good. I mean, you played a really good two games of hockey, so to come away with a win at the end, it's got to feel at least like you salvaged something.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we obviously wanted 4 points. Now with these 3-point games, we wanted four. So we lost, in our eyes, we lost a point. Now you just got to make it up somewhere. You got to get it back.
See you next week, Tom.
All right, guys.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers, on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight. Beavers winners in the 3-on-3 overtime.